Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
If anyone, for the love of God, if anyone knows how to get hair oil out of pants, could you message us immediately? I had to stop down here for a second because this is the big story in the studio this morning, and I've had to hear about it since roughly like
since you got here,
4 a.m. Yeah. today. just a quick news alert: Katie has a stain on her pants. She thinks it's hair oil.
It is hair oil.
And
yes.
If anyone knows how to get hair oil out of your pants, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you could help us out. Help me out.
Thank you for understanding how important
this is. Because I'm tired of hearing about
it.
Hasn't stopped talking about it, actually, at all. Breaks.
I went out of the studio. I came back in.
Is it soap? Is it those stain sticks? Do I put baking soda on it?
The Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap.
These are my favorite pants.
Can I rub it off with a Lysol wipe?
I know, it's so funny.
Oh, my God. If anyone knows how to get hair oil, I don't even know what you're doing with hair oil.
To moisturize,
Jeremy. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. Do you see this mane? Do you see how
it looks greasy? Is that what you're doing then?
It's not greasy. Now you're just lying. You ain't gonna lie to kick it.
How do you get rid of greasy hair and stains out of your pants? 303-691-1MIX.
Hey, hop onto YouTube and tell me my hair's not greasy, because it is not. It is so moisturized. It's flowy.
I feel like
so
I could rub
fluffy.
A pan on your head before
no.
I cook something so it doesn't stick to the pan.
Just feel that is soft.
I'm not going to touch
it. Don't
your
touch
hair,
it.
Soft,
I'm not gonna,
silky locks. Feel
I'm
it,
gonna
Josh.
I'm going to have oil feel on it. My pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny wants to know what your pants are made out of. What do you got on denim?
They're just like cotton. Like
oh, they're cotton?
Cargo-looking pants,
okay,
you know?
Okay, so cargo
khakis.
Cotton pants,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, like khakis. That's a good way to put
you
it.
You know how to get that out. 303-691-1649, all right?
Okay, thank you. And I will say, we have a few texts, Dawn, and that's what I've always used as far as getting things out of my clothes for a stain spot remover. Dawn is solid.
If somebody could bring some Dawn down to the radio station so we can wash Katie's pants, because honestly I'm sick of hearing about it. Well, I asked and you guys came through. Thank you so much for all the recommendations on the text line for getting those spots out of Katie's pants.
Thank
What's
you.
What's the consensus, Katie?
Yeah, Dawn dish soap.
Dawn
There's
is
quite
it.
A few suggestions, though, and I didn't realize you could use all these things for
chalk. Somebody said chalk.
Yeah, chalk is the one that really surprised me, and they said it'll get oil and grease from everything, just normal white chalk. So I might have to try that. Also, Fels naphtha.
What the hell is Fels naphtha?
It's soap from 1893.
Yeah.
Then it must work if it's been around.
Exactly.
For so many years.
So we're getting quite a few suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
It's like a brick of soap that you ideal for pre-treating stains.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely something to look into. But again, Dawn, I like the suggestion here from Nicole about making a paste of Dawn baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. I feel like that would really get.
That'll work, yeah.
And I'll feel like a scientist.
Katie blows up her apartment.
I'm mixing chemicals.
I was mixing
goggles. And yeah.
Well, that's great. Go pick you some Dawn up today and wash your pants, and then wash your hair with it too while you're at it, because it is
Jeremy.
So greasy.
It is not greasy.
Your hair kind of looks like a duck that was trapped in like an oil spill from
it
a
does
tanker.
Not. If you're calling it cute and fluffy, I'll accept
no,
it.
No, you
other
know you
that,
see those horrible stories with wildlife covered with oil.
Is it pre-Dawn or post-Dawn that she looks right? now.
Pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn, yeah. See, it's pre-dawn.
It's like an oil spill right on the top of your head.
It's pre-dawn. Mm. It's okay. You'll get some dawn, and then you'll be okay.
At least I have hair. Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, no! Oh, no, she did it.
Dude. You, I mean, Jeremy, you deserve that, buddy. I'm sorry.
Kinda did.
Oh, my gosh. Katie, top rope. I mean, you just...
Slam a gym.
Austin 316. I mean, like,
you clotheslined me. I'm
rear
down
naked choke
on the mat.
One, two, three.
There's a new champ.
I'm walking with Hulk Hogan right now because I am dead.
I can't believe you said that. I don't even want to do anything anymore.
I don't want to do anything else now. I don't want to do a dang thing. And I can't be mad because you know what? If I dish it out, I got to be able to take
it. You got to eat that.
Roasted. I mean, you roasted and toasted him. That was 6 hours on the Traeger right there.
I know. Yeah.
I almost cussed. I almost said the S word.
You son of a...
You son of a biscuit.
You.
All right.
My cheeks hurt. That's funny.
Need a ham here.
Oh. All right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay. Katie, that,
we got to move on to the hype.
Here's
the hype. All right. Let's talk about something that is incredibly local right now. There was actually a text thread going on last night between me and Katie and then Katie and my wife. Over Love is Blind.
Yay!
Yeah, we actually set aside a little time last night. We laid in our bed and we watched the first episode. It's about an hour long.
Yeah.
You watched, how many did you watch?
I watched one and then I fell asleep in my hammock in the second episode. So
all right, so you got to go back.
I have to go back and
so
watch it
again.
So
we're up to date at least.
Yes,
first
yes.
episode on the books. I have never watched it before. You and Nicole obviously have watched it before. I guess there was a bit of a different editing style or something this time where the two people met and proposed this first episode, which usually doesn't happen, I guess.
Usually, no, it's not that quick usually because, again, the whole premise of the show is you cannot see the other person you're talking to until you propose to them. So you don't know what this person looks like until you ask them to marry you and they say yes. And then you meet each other in a room. And yeah, all of that happened within the first episode. And it was pretty shocking because usually they wait until the second or the third episode for couples to actually meet. But this one, and it was a big meeting. Like when they met, I don't know. Well, that was in the second episode. So I guess you didn't see that part yet.
Okay. No. So here's what we did.
Okay.
We watched 4 or 5 minutes of episode 2. So at the end of the first one, they open the doors and the two come walking out. We wanted to see how it went down.
Okay,
so we
so
watched the first
watch
5 minutes of episode 2 just to see those two, which are my two favorite characters.
Yeah, same.
She's
so
really
pretty. She's stunning. Like
easy.
She goes by Allie, but her real name's Alini or something.
We should get her in here to the studio.
I would
to
love
talk
that.
Wait, is it Alina?
I would love it.
Alini?
No, you didn't date her.
No.
No, she is from Brazil,
I didn't date everybody.
I believe.
But this is all different people. So.
Something that they have in common, they both had to learn English because they were both immigrants who came to this country as young kids.
He's a good-looking guy,
both
too.
Both of them are ridiculously
very attractive
good-looking.
Do you think they both
so
off-camera go, oh, thank God.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you see it. I told you about this yesterday. When they see each other for the first time, you can tell as the viewer immediately
that's
whether
what Nicole
they like
said.
Each
She's
other.
Like, I like their reactions.
Yeah, their reactions were so
and both of them were
heartfelt.
Genuine.
And they were both excited about what the other person looked like. But I think it's because
I would be, too. He was like, oh, my God.
He couldn't believe it.
He couldn't believe it.
In the confession, because, they have, the camera, little confession, little interview after they meet. And he was just like,
she's so hot.
he was beside himself.
So we should try to get her in here. We could talk to her.
I would love that. Both of them. both of them.
He doesn't need to come.
He goes by Tony Elton, and then she is the, you know, Allie. So, I would love to have them both in here. But already we're seeing connections from a lot of the couples and starting to see part of, like, who you think is going to end up, who you think they might pick. I'm a big fan of this season already. I like it.
I'm on the fence. Josh, have you ever watched this show?
I've seen season like 5 a couple years ago. I had an ex that was really into it. I've not seen this one. I want to watch this one just because it's in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they talked about
it. A lot of people like this show. I don't want to talk you. I love it. It's just, I don't know if it's for me or not.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you watching it because
I'm going to fight through it for a few more episodes.
Give it a few more.
Right now they're just in the pods talking about their lives. Yeah. Like they've made a reference to Wash Park, which I like.
Yes.
You know, she's like, I like
Fort
to watch
Collins was mentioned.
Fort Collins was mentioned. Quite a few local spots have been mentioned, but they're just in the pods getting to know each other at this point. When they get out into Denver and do things, I really want you to hang on to watch.
Okay,
that
you could
be in
know.
An episode, yeah. Couldn't you? Right?
You could be walking in the background.
Yeah,
or something?
No, but at wasn't Ball there? Arena.
Wasn't Nick Lachey at Ball Arena?
He was at Ball Arena.
It
yeah,
could, they could be.
Dude, I was there when he was there.
Maybe
so.
A couple was there. Sitting behind you.
You see me in the background?
Yeah. Picking his nose in the background?
You never know, but
so,
I am definitely
you know what,
hooked.
You know what did it for me, Katie? Then I'm like, oh, God.
What?
Is Megan?
Yes. Sparkle Megan.
Thank you.
Ah, Sparkle Jeremy.
Sparkle Megan.
What is that?
Sparkle? Every time she met somebody, she's like, but my friends call me Sparkle Megan.
Yeah,
I was
her
like,
name.
I don't know what I'm doing right now watching this.
She literally is introducing to her people, like, introducing
every guy.
Herself to people as Sparkle Megan. That's what she calls herself.
Sparkle Megan.
All of her friends
I sparkle.
Called her Sparkle Megan.
Instantly.
One of
my
the
shoes
guys,
sparkle. My,
one of the guys,
my car sparkles.
Yeah. One of the guys instantly said, I wrote her off in my notebook because she calls herself Sparkle Megan.
I would have been so out.
But after, like, she is really an interesting person.
She's
like,
a very successful woman,
yeah,
from what I understand.
Pretty.
She's in the oil and gas industry. She's super
pretty.
Well, now
she has her own business.
Got
in
her
the
own
health
business.
And medical
I'm sorry.
Field.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
so, but yeah, she's Sparkle,
Sparkle
Megan.
Did you guys meet the guy that talked in the promo about picking his nose?
Yes.
Did
so
you?
Which one was that?
So he's the guy who's very flamboyant.
The glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's on there as well. And he is very true to that. Like, he...
Dude has had a rough upbringing.
Not to that specific, you know, note. But he is very, like, true to himself. And he speaks his mind. And he has had a rough upbringing. And I think he's another one where it feels like he met his connection. And I'm excited to see where their relationship
they can
goes.
Eat boogies together.
Ah, eat my boogies.
Totally
Sparkle Megan.
Gold digging for days.
Sparkle.
Ew.
But you will be Sparkle Jeremy. From here
okay,
on
you
out.
Call me Sparkle okay. Jeremy. That's
let's
fine.
Let's call him Sparkle Jeremy, okay? Like, let's
lucky,
just go with it.
Lucky
let's go
me,
with
lucky
it.
Me.
Jealous.
All right. Well, anyway, for those of you that are not watching, everyone's like, who cares right now? But
you have to watch.
Yeah, dude, step out of your comfort zone. It's a local Love is Blind this time. It was done in Denver. People are texting in. What channel does it stream on? It's on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Yep.
Yeah.
And episodes like 1 through 6 dropped yesterday.
So watch it, because we're going to watch it, and we can all text each other about it.
Yay!
We kind of have one giant group message with our show, so we could do that. Just everybody watch episode 1 and 2 tonight.
Yay!
And if anyone knows the pretty girl with all the tattoos from last night's episode, let us know.
You got a thing for, which is so funny, because your wife has no tattoos.
She doesn't. I know, and I've always said there's something about, well, she's got to be a... Obviously, she's a very pretty woman, too.
She,
But she does have the arm tats, and I was like, that's pretty darn attractive.
I saw a picture of her. She looks good. She's got the very pretty eyes and face. And,
but he did, too. He was all tatted up, too. So they're like, they are like the perfect match.
Good for them.
And he keeps calling her baby, and it's so like... cringy sweet. Like, you don't want him to keep saying it, but then she likes it, and you're like, oh, maybe
there's
cute.
A lot of cringe with this show.
Maybe
a lot of cringe.
Started with sparkles.
Yeah, it sure did. But I like Sparkle Megan.
Oh, yeah. Do we have sports stuff that we're dying to talk about?
Do we have
about?
Time? Do we want, or do we want to just go to the local stuff?
Well,
we can.
Let's do local stuff then.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to jump into the Taco Bell story, because
yes!
That's all you.
It is a big deal, because it's the Taco Bell Cantinas. Have you heard about them?
Is this the ones where you can drink?
Yes. So they serve an assortment of beer, wine, sangria, and the twisted freezes that they have at the Cantina. And they also have a special menu, so it is different than the actual Taco Bell. They have 60 across the nation already, these Taco Bell Cantinas, and they're going to open 2 in Colorado.
Whoa!
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yes, it deserves that air horn. So the first one is going to be at DIA. So they've come out and said we're going to have one at the airport, and they're going to open it sometime early 2026, I believe. The second one, they have not told us where the second location in Denver is going to be yet, but it is coming to Denver, and hopefully sometime next year again they will reveal that location.
Hopefully
let us know
in the Park Meadows area.
Yeah, something great. Right? Like something
so we
closer.
Can leave the show and go get a twisted. Drink on
something a little bit more centrally located than DIA, because yes. I mean, if that's the one location they're telling us it's going to be, yeah, that is a trek for most of the people who live in the metro area.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, for anyone who lives in the city, yeah. It's going to be a trek for you. So hopefully, the second Taco Bell is going to be a little bit closer to the city life. But
so perfect though, because when you eat Taco Bell, you want to drink.
You do,
and when you drink,
absolutely.
You want Taco Bell.
You want Taco Bell. True
yeah.
story, man.
It's I mean, perfect. Why not put them both in the same place? Right, and I do love that cantina line that they have at Taco Bell right now.
Isn't
with the
it good?
Chicken
oh my gosh,
that
it's so
chicken
good.
Cantina taco lives in my dreams. And now I have one right across the street from me. I
You're
have
on
to
a diet. You don't eat
I
it.
Know.
Katie many chins.
Do you know how many times I have to talk myself out of Taco Bell?
Talk yourself off
it's
the
ridiculous.
Ledge.
It's ridiculous.
A twisted Baja Blast sounds pretty darn good.
Oh my gosh, like
that
all
actually,
of
that's
with
like,
a double decker taco.
That's like lethal.
Hello,
Josh,
diarrhea.
How Colorado is the second healthiest state in the nation? I have no idea based on this conversation.
Give us two Taco
true.
Bell cantinas
that's
and we won't
true.
Be.
This is the next story. They base this out of 23 different categories like heart disease, cost of a medical visit, Medicare acceptance rates, all kinds of things went into this. But yeah, Colorado, the second healthiest state based on this study. I love it. Massachusetts is number one. And I don't get that.
That's because there's like six people there.
Is that why?
Yeah,
okay, I mean, that makes sense.
It's like Massachusetts is so
like,
small.
All I think about with Massachusetts is Boston and the Malt Liquor Tuesday.
Yeah, like, cousin
you
from
know,
Boston.
Like, I want to stuff my face with Pepperidge Farm. Like, that's what I think of when I think of Boston. So it's like, how are you the healthiest state in the nation? I don't get it. But Vermont, Minnesota, and New York round out the top five. The least healthy state? Mississippi. That one I get.
Yeah, you ever had shrimp gumbo down one. There? It's so good, but it ain't healthy for you.
I totally get that. And then just...
I love that you mentioned Pepperidge Farm.
Oh, do you remember
I
Ted?
I stuff my face with Pepperidge Farm.
Do you remember Ted, that part where when he's like, you know, chicks from Boston are hot. He's like, chicks from Boston? I'm about to stuff my face with some Pepperidge Farm. Like, that's
why. You just spit into your mic.
I just so spit heavily. Everywhere
when you said that. Don't touch your mic.
I know. I feel bad.
I clean this off every
for whoever
day,
comes
so
in
know.
Next and has to use that mic.
Pepperidge Farm.
There you go. There's your mile high.
There it is, everybody. What a mess that was.
A it's fun right. mess. Yay.
It was a fun little mess. Southwest Plaza used to have a Pepperidge Farm store in it that we would go to every holiday season and load up on sausage.
Yes, see?
And smoked cheese.
That's where you got your smoked meats.
Yeah, it was right there spot. In the mall, and we would go stock up on processed meat for the holidays.
Stock up on Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah, we got to get the big meat stick. It's not Christmas unless we got a giant Pepperidge Farm meat stick.
Now you know.
Now you know.